For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you so much for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue once again. God bless you guys. I hope you're doing all right out there. Well, look, before I start going into the teaching on James chapter 4, I want to start making an announcement. I promise that on our radio broadcasts and through emails and Facebook, and eventually I'll be doing the Twitter. I get my phone upgraded October 20th. But anyway, I promised I would always start letting you know of other upcoming meetings. So I want you to know that I will be doing a daytime retreat. And what that means is we'll start at 9 a.m. and we'll go until, 5 p.m. I'll go with full-blown teachings. We provide an incredible lunch. There is a fee for this, of course. And then we have a band come, and it's just like we try to make like a two-day retreat and just put it all into one day. But that way, if you're a mom and you have carpool and you do have to leave at 3 o'clock, you're at least able to get in there and feel like you've been whisked away and been able to get with God and with other sisters in Christ, and we really have a time. And we will be doing that at Ormond Plantation in Destrehan, Louisiana, on October the 25th. I'm just at the beginning stages of working on my message, but it's going to be something in the realm of one thing. David said, one thing I've desired of God. That's what I'm going to ask for. And I want to help all of us to get into the presence of God. We're going to be praying. We're going to be learning. I give a solid Bible teaching in the mornings. And then the lunch is phenomenal, if I might say. We went out there to test the food. It's phenomenal. And then we'll break up into small groups. And then the girls who work with me will do some sharing as well. And then it's just so much fun. We fellowship and we take long walks. And before you know it, it's, late afternoon, and then it is time to go home. But you go home filled with God, filled with a full set of notes, filled with wonderful fellowship with your sisters all around the Southeast. And we really strategically look for great locations for this, because we want you to have the best time. So start thinking about it now, saving. I mean, I don't know the registration fee yet. I know the meal, I want to say it's going to be near 20. And so, by the time I work the band in and the room and all that kind of stuff, won't be much past 40 is what I'm thinking right now. But Ormond Plantation, October 25th, you can go to my website right now and even start looking at it. Registration will open at the time of this airing. Yeah, it'll open on the week of the time of this airing, which is the 25th of September. Today would be what, the 25th or 26th. But anyway, the point is, I give us a month out for registration, so you go to my website, anadonnieministries.com, and you can start registering for that. We'd love to have you. You're gonna love it. James 4, what's causing fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that are battling within you? And I said yesterday, one author says, when my wants are conflicting with your wants, sparks are going to fly. And there's going to be three basic desires or these areas that will cause conflict. Number one, a desire to have. We want possessions, but we just can't let the possessions have us. Verse 2, you want what you don't have, and you're longing for now what someone else has. And then you're going to be in trouble, because that's where the quarreling begins. Number 2, a desire to feel. We all want to feel. We want our senses satisfied. Verse 3, but the problem is you're only wanting what will give you pleasure. And that's causing you to ask amiss if you're not careful. And number 3, and I'll keep breaking these down all week, the desire to be. You got to be careful. This causes pride, prominence. Me first. Proverbs 13:10 will tell you pride's going to lead to an argument. Only by pride comes contention. You won't humble yourself and help your brother. You're competing. So these three desires are causing quarrels, and James says, no, it's just exactly the way the world would act. And we'll talk about the cure is humility. I'm going to do that this week as well. Join me tomorrow on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.